Clap, clap. Clap, clap is a story about a man and woman who get lost in the mountain and come across an old cabin. One day, a young married couple went hiking in the mountain. As the sun began to set, they realized they are lost, and the wife was getting worried, but her husband tried to calm her down and assured her that they will eventually find their way back to their car. However, after walking for hours, they still had no idea where they are. It was growing dark, and the man and wife were getting desperate. They didn't have a map or a compass with them, and all of the trees looked the same. Just when they are about to give up, they came across an old cabin in a clearing. The cabin looked as if it had seen better day. It was dilapidated and seemed like it had not been used in a long time. Some of the windows were cracked and broken, and a lot of the tile has fallen off the roof. The husband knocked off the door, but there was no response. When they turned the handle, it slowly cracked open. Inside, they found it was a bad state of disrepair. There was very little furniture, and the floor was covered in a thick layer of dust. As the couple cautiously looked around, they noticed a strange atmosphere and a peculiar, musty smell. The walls were covered from floor and ceiling with graffiti written in red paint. The word is death, 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 death. We repeat over and over again. The man and woman were unnerved. With a shaking hand, the husband reached out to touch the wall. He was horrified to find that the paint was not dry. The couple were very frightened, but they had nowhere else to go. They know that mountain was dangerous at night, and there were a lot of wild animals prowling the wood. Despite the creeping writing on the wall, they decide to stay the night. Going upstairs, they found a moth-eaten mattress that was covered in stains. The husband and his wife wrapped themselves in an old piece of carpet to keep warm and tried to make themselves comfortable as possible under the circumstance. They lay down together, on the mattress and eventually managed to fall asleep. Sometimes after midnight, the couple was awakened by a strange rustling noise. It sounded like somebody or something was moving around outside the shack. "Did you hear that?" asked the wife. "I think there's somebody out there." Her husband listened for a while, but he didn't hear anything. He got out of the bed and walked out the window. It was too dark outside to see anything. Opening the window, he stuck his head out. "Who's there?" he called nervously. There was no answer. He was about to go back to bed and his wife said, "Maybe it's somebody who can't speak." The husband returned to the window and said, "Is there anybody out there?" Clap once for yes and twice for no. He strained his ear to listen. The star twinkled in the sky night and cricket was chirping lonely. All of a sudden, he heard a lonely clap, like the man turned to his wife and said in surprise, "You were right, there's somebody out there." He leaned out the window and his eyes scanned the darkness. He couldn't make out anything in the pitch black. Are you the owner of this cabin?" he asked. "Are you a man?" "Are you a woman then?" "Are you human?" A child ran down his spine. He swallowed hard and croaked. "Did you come here alone?" "How many are you? How many are with you?" Clip Ange. Clip. "How many are with you?" Clip once for each person.